USA Radio News.
American politicians should protect American citizens, not criminal aliens. Not one more American life should be stolen because of radical politicians pursuing their open borders agenda.
President Trump in Kansas City speaking at a Safe Neighborhoods conference. The president also praises his nomination of Bill Barr as a new attorney general.
Bill previously led the Justice Department with distinction as attorney general under George H.W. Bush, following his unanimous confirmation by the United States Senate.
James Comey is on Capitol Hill meeting with members of two House committees. Comey is being asked questions regarding the early days of the Russia investigation and how he handled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Comey is testifying behind closed doors, although part of his agreeing to testify was the fact that the meeting would be made public so nothing would leak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Five Marines are still missing after a total of seven Marines were involved in an aircraft collision off Japan's southwest coast on Thursday. One Marine has died and a second Marine rescued is in fair condition. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
A Honduran woman is believed to be the first member of the migrant caravan to have a child in the United States after scaling a border wall with her family and giving birth within 24 hours. This move is reigniting the debate surrounding anchor babies and birthright citizenship. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She joins Fox News and says what's next regarding this woman's plea for asylum.
If she's found not to be credible, she then goes before an immigration judge to determine whether she's credible to remain in the United States. But even if she's determined credible, that could take months or years until they possibly get to her case.
And if her claims for asylum are not credible, Vega says?
Well, if she's found not credible, then she has the option to argue that case before an immigration judge. And if the judge finds her not to be credible, she's deported at that point. Now, even though the baby's born on U.S. soil, it's a U.S. citizen, but the baby has to go back with her at that point.
Right.
Unless the baby becomes a ward of the state.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.